evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And it's a great day for our country. I cannot believe it. Trump won. We saved the Republic. It was a vote that's probably the most important thing since our Revolutionary War. Because if Hillary Clinton had got in with the corruption, this country would be gone. There is no doubt in my mind. So it's just unbelievable. It's hard to believe. You know, I sat and watched it, and I knew it was going to happen. I just knew it had to be. I looked down there, and I also saw in the hold on a minute. Somebody here that's calling me on a cell phone here. You know, they won't leave me alone. It's unbelievable. And I watched the. I think Providence stepped in. I really do. I watched what happened there. They had on WorldNet Daily when the power of prayer. And I definitely said a prayer. A couple of them. It's just hard to believe that people would even consider voting for Hillary. But they're evil. And we have a whole bunch of people in this country that are damn just stupid, ignorant. Or they're being bought up by Soros. All those Black Lives Matter and all these Latinos carrying the Mexican flags. And God almighty, what a bunch of ignorant people. Unbelievable. I just can't make this stuff up. They'll sell their souls out for money. You watch. Oh, he's a racist. They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They have no facts. They're just little zombies. They got a mantra they chant out, and that's it. They have no idea what's going on what America's all about. They have no clue, except it's me, dumber than the damn rock, ignorant, can't learn. They need to go. I'm going to talk just briefly about the Electoral College. These people that want to get rid of our Electoral College have no, this is not a democracy. It is not a rule of the mob. The 17th Amendment that got rid of the legislatures putting in the senators of the United States needs to be repealed. Why? People don't understand, don't want to understand. Our republic is not about people. It's about the population of the people, and it's about foreign states. They're all foreign to each other. They're like countries. They have standing, too. It isn't a pure democracy by mob rule. Thank God. They have no idea. I don't know how they got the 17th Amendment through. I don't know. I've never seen the congressional record, but it needs to be repealed. Because if we could, in Alaska, we could get rid of some of these rhinos and liberal communists and whatever the hell you want to label them down in Juneau. But what's the chances of getting rid of the ones that are like that vote for Murkowski? They have such a war chest. And they offer money to the natives up here and to the people that are on welfare. And they vote for them every damn time. Every time. They offer people money, and there's just a lot of people that have no moral. They have no idea what liberty is about. Freedom, right to own property, they have no clue. Why do we need the Electoral College? Our forefathers were really smart folks, people that founded this republic. Because it's based on, number one, like Alaska, every state gets a minimum of 3, regardless of population. Because the president is the president of the United States of America, which is the president of the several states, the countries, and of the people. It's not just the people. It's the countries. And there is only one fair way, one just way to do it. Our forefathers were concerned about some of these countries, these states becoming populous. California, 39 million people, crazier than the people out there are crazy, a lot of them. They're illegal. They allow them to vote. They support them. They give them driver's licenses. 39 million people. New York has almost got 20 million people. Whole bunch of liberal folks. But you see, they only get, because of the state, they get a vote on their population, but they can't go beyond that. So it's not a popular vote. Based on the population, they get so many electoral college votes. I think it's December 16th, I think, or 19th, I forget which, that they get together in the states. Get together. There's a reason for that. So that we are not a pure democracy, because if we were a pure democracy, you could take California and probably Washington, Oregon, and New York, and maybe Illinois, with their great city populations, and maybe Florida, and the rest of the people would be irrelevant. We'd be slaves. That's why each one of the states, based on their population, gets so many votes. But just like, say, New York. One thing, sort of like, I think the District of Columbia went 99% or something Democratic. What if New York went 99? They're way up there. California's crazier than the loons out there. Because they got so many illegals. It's what's amazing to me is these people come out of freaking Mexico or out of the Middle East, and they want to come over here and set up the same damn shop they just came from. Are they, like, ignorant? No, they're here for money. And they want to take our country right back down to what they just came from. They're not smart enough to even figure that out. And, of course, we've got Soros. I mean, there's no longer any doubt. He's putting money in all these things. Black Lives Matter is not about black lives. He wants New World Order. Kill Whitey. Whitey's on a big part of this. That Van Jones, idiot, white lash. What the hell is that about? We had a semi-black president was spoke so damn corrupt. He makes the white presidents before him look like saints. And then we had Hillary running that makes Obama look like a damn saint. There's been nobody ever like the Clintons. The Clintons are... The corruption is so monstrous. It shows what brought Rome down. Decadence and citizenship. And I'm going to talk about citizenship today because I've learned more about it. A lot more about it. Our status is so critical. And for the people that want to get in the Bible, go to Esau and look what it did to him when he sold his birthright. It is critical to who we are that we have standing. If anybody is in a contract, if you're not in that contract, do you have standing to exist? To have anything, to have any say? Of course not. When they create corporations, it's a fiction in law. Does it have any standing to complain about how it's dealt with? The thing that creates it, the Congress or the legislature creates the fiction, and then the stockholders and the Constitution is under the plenary power of the Congress or the legislature that created it. They totally control what it can and cannot do. They set the limits. There is no inalienable rights for fictions in law like corporations, trusts, all these different things. There is none. But people can't get it. And this Electoral College is so critical, because if we allow the most populous states to vote, you can take all the rest of the states like North Dakota, South Dakota, Alaska, Wyoming, Montana. They don't even exist. They don't need us. We're not a democracy. God, I hate that word. We're a republic. And there's two parties to the damn republic. The countries the foreign states, each one of them has their own laws and their own constitution, except they don't do that anymore, which I'm going to get into again in this show. That then there's been a coup d'etat. The whole republic's been overthrown. It's all gone. It's all there. We look in the mirror, and I'm one of them. Anybody listening is guilty of selling your birthright, of throwing away your inalienable rights under the Creator for a limited delegation of a constitutional republic law of the land. I've done it. You've done it. The question is, are we smart enough? Do we have enough moral fiber? This is a Christian country, Christian nation, period. Inalienable rights from the Creator. It's not Judeo-Christian. Sounds good, but it's not. Facts are a strange beast. Truth is a strange beast. Truth is the last thing for people somehow to recognize and stand and fight for. And I have no idea why. They tell lies and the people will line up behind the lie because it sounds so deliciously good. I cannot believe how evil the Clintons are. They've had people killed. They're Satanists. They like Clinton and Billy both, like little girls, young women. They're little girls, actually, not women. On the Lolita Express. Hillary was a Saul Alinsky star pupil. Who was Saul Alinsky? He's a guy that went on with criminals to find out how to do cons. He started doing the cons on the cafeterias. He'd go in and they'd swap the tickets and stuff. So he'd get around and eat a full meal, and then they'd say, oh, I lost the thing here for the thing. And then they'd get around and pay for a cup of coffee, and then they'd take a ticket and go someplace else and get a full meal with the ticket. But he went around with career criminals to learn how to do the con. Always put the have-nots against the haves. And the reason why you don't have it is because these are bad people up here. Oh, yeah. These are the people at work. Actually go to work. They actually have a moral fiber. They're Christians. They actually believe in a God and a Messiah. And they go to work. They don't believe in raping their women. They don't believe in the things like these Muslims do, taking women and cutting down their female parts and treating them like dogs and beheading them and cutting their hands off. And, oh, that's just all acceptable. Really? Not so. I was so glad to see the Christian people and the people that know that something's wrong to finally get off their butts and go out and do something. But it took Providence because of the corruption in the voting. There's no doubt about it. They did a test on Alaska, and they showed in Alaska that they could make the vote do anything they wanted. But I ran for governor up here. I ran for governor back in the 90s. They used to have two opposing sides that would check the ballots, make sure that nobody was cheating. And that was one of the things that I ran on, is they put them together because we're going to save money. I said, this is an impossibility. You never have something as important as a vote in the hands of one entity, one agency, one anything, Republican, Democrat, or whatever. I don't care what you call it. Never. You always have a check and balance. Our whole republic is based on checks and balance. Three of them. And I'm going to talk about how they got around it, this case, just how they did it, with evidence. For them that want to listen. Them that don't want to listen, go to hell. I don't know what to say to these people that are out there doing this rioting and this nonsense, getting paid. I don't know what to say. But I tell you one thing, they come at me waving a Mexican flag up there. This is not a good thing to do. I guarantee you. When I was in Denver, God, it was turning into illegals. Unbelievable. My wife just killed her brother. He was married to a Mexican gal, and we used to go. I love the Mexican food. Mexican people are fine. There's nothing wrong with them at all. But almost everybody there was illegal, and they were all so smart on how to get money without working for it. Not here for the right reasons. Our republic is about people that want liberty. Star-Spangled Banner. People fought and died over a flag. Revolutionary War, very few people really actually fought. The churches were a major part of that. Not today. The churches are preaching blasphemy. They want citizens of the United States. They want people that have sold their birthright so they can write it off on taxes. They want 501c3s. They don't get it. Why would I have to sell my, to be a citizen of the United States and be a taxpayer so that I could write off a $100 donation so I really didn't give anything? I think there's a thing in the Bible about some woman that gives just a little bit and somebody that gives a whole lot and what the difference is. What the woman with the little bit gave so much because of what it meant to her. These preachers don't want it. These pastors and preachers, they don't want to hear it. These politicians don't. Trump's for real. He's going to do a lot of things I don't like. But he has got so many things in the positive direction, and he was the only chance to save our republic. And thank goodness Providence came out and people came out and voted for him. We'll get our borders back, get a fence, a wall, trade deals, get jobs back. What a novel idea, going to work for a living instead of on a handout. I think a lot of these people that are on handouts, if they were given an opportunity for a job, they might wise up, have a little pride in themselves. I don't know. Back in a minute, and then we're going to get into some meat here today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I just want to touch one more on the Electoral College way that is so important. It gets down to a certain number based on the population and within that state, and that's all they get. And the checks and balances, December 16th or 19th, I think it's the 16th, I don't remember, states get together and vote on it. And then, I think it's January 6th, the Congress gets together and they have to approve and disapprove the Electoral College. And, of course, there's the Republican majorities in the House and the Senate. And so that's the check and balance on that Electoral College. If Hillary or some of these people get some of these idiots down there that don't want to vote what the states do, there are penalties for some of those states, and some of them there aren't. The penalties are not real large, but, of course, that's not a good thing to be doing if you're going to be proceeding forward down the road, because the people have spoken under the laws of the United States and the Constitution. And it was set up to have the Electoral College, and it was set up to Congress to go in behind that as a check and balance. And our whole country was never set up as a strictly a vote as a democracy, mob rule, never. And if it was, this country would have no chance of ever reviving itself or coming back like with Trump. Because New York, California, Oregon, and Washington, these idiots, Chicago or those places up there that are just in these big cities, they have no idea what's going on, and they're in Denver and Colorado where they have these large concentrations of illegals. We, the American citizens, would be voted out and overcome and lose our republic on people that have no idea and were here illegally and the Muslims and all these other. We lose our country. That's what's going on in Europe right now, and it's going to happen. They didn't do it during the Crusades, but they're doing it now, and I can't even imagine why any country would hide these people that are raping girls, women. It's just, I don't know what to say. They're just evil. That's all you can say. Raping a woman or a little girl, it's just, there's no excuse. Death penalty, as far as I'm concerned, lead poisoning. These are things you do not do. You just don't do them. And there needs to be a penalty, a real penalty. Anyway, you've heard enough on that from a lot of different people, so I'm not going to spend time on that other than to say I think Providence had a big part of this. And the Electoral College and all that, they're not going to steal it. They've stolen everything else in this country that Clinton's had, but they're not going to be able to pull that one off. What I'm going to talk about today is something that affects everybody listening. If you do not know who you are, we have no chance. Shut the hell up. Take what Congress or the states give you and do nothing. Now, I'm going to give you just a brief overview, and then I'm going to go into the details of it. Because I learned something. The thing about truth is, whatever truth is, if it's truth, it's truth. Now, this is interesting. More than interesting, because people are going to get confused, and I understand why. And why shouldn't they? Just like there are at least three definitions of the word United States. Well, wait a minute. We think the United States is only the union of the several states. No. There's other definitions. This is what you will find when you start looking prior to the Civil War. They weren't using definitions, taking words and giving them specific term meanings. They had a standard meaning that people knew and understood. We weren't playing lawyer games. That's what's so bad about the IRS code. You go look at a definition, and that word can have different definitions all throughout the Internal Revenue Code, in different sections, in this part, in this paragraph. What the hell kind of a cumble-jumble maze is that? You have to be able to get through the nonsense and get out of the maze and learn where the underpinnings are to defeat it and to stand, and to win. So, first of all, in the beginning of our republic, obviously we had the several states. They were separate countries, foreign states to each other. Oops, I guess we're going to do what I'm going to do.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, we're back here, and one of these cases was really is on point. People want to look it up or ask for it. It's Shaw versus the Quincy Mining Company, and it's 1892. Shaw, S-H-A-W, versus Quincy Mining Company, and it's 145 U.S. 444. 145 U.S. 444. And there are some amazing things in this and in some other cases that I am researching out now. And the first thing is, on the general overview of this, is that everybody, every natural person born in any of the several states is a right, seeing under the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of that state, a citizen of the United States and a citizen of that state. So this is the first thing, and there's no subject to the jurisdiction nonsense. It's under the Constitution, because the several states have the Constitution of the United States. So therefore, we, as a matter of law, are a citizen of the United States and a citizen of, say, Minnesota, a citizen of North Carolina, a citizen of Texas, wherever, as a matter of law. Now, that is the constitutional standing. And under diversity of citizenship, which they've changed drastically, which I've still got to research this, I've still got a little more work to do on that yet, too. Since the 1940 code, diversity of citizenship, which is in the Constitution, of course, of the United States, is about citizens of the several states suing each other. And one would have to be a citizen of one state, and the other would have to be a citizen of another one of the several states. And in this process, this case says, oh, by the way, resident doesn't work, or resides. You can't say I reside somewhere. You have to say I am a citizen of one of these several states. Big deal. Why is that important? Because a district could cover more than one of the several states, and you could be a resident of what? One state, but if you're in another district, then you're not a citizen, so there's no diversity of citizenship. And the citizenship of one of the several states has to be in the record. What a novel idea! So let's take that part. Do you ever see the citizens of any of the several states in the court cases? No, anymore. No, they don't do it. And we're going to get into why. So this is the first thing. This reside or residence nonsense is a con. Because when you're a citizen of one of the several states, then you have a domicile. Resident or resides can be more than one place that you wander around. You can reside here, reside there. Where is your domicile? Big difference. What does the 14th say? Citizen of the United States and what? Resident of a state. Total smoke and mirrors. In this case, blows it out of the water with other ones. So we got, starting again, we have a citizen of the United States and a citizen of one of the several states. As a matter of law. They're not defined because they're not statutorily created. They're established by your birthright. If you're born on the land or if you are naturalized, then you become a citizen of the United States and a citizen of whatever state you're domiciled in. Yeah, you're naturalized. We started off with the Articles of Confederation for a more perfect union. We have the Constitution of the United States. But the naturalization is always a citizen of the United States of America. It's never changed since the beginning of our republic. They've got codified in a lot of the law code, if you go look. where they put it into the code. I've got old books on this stuff. They used to do all of the naturalization in the several states. It was never done on a federal jurisdiction. I don't know when it changed, but it was always done in a court of record in one of the several states. So now we start off, we've got the citizen of the United States and a citizen of one of the several states. Then we come along in 1866, and there is a statutorily created citizen of the United States, created by statute, just like you create a corporation. It really doesn't exist. And it says the people that have this status are going to have the same rights as white citizens. Oh, there's your special benefits. Right there. So if you're a statutory citizen of the United States in 1866, you'll have the same rights as white citizens. This was done for the Negroes, the blacks. It's a benefit. Okay? So then they memorialized it in the 1868, 2 years later, but they put subject to the jurisdiction thereof, which is another thing because there are many things that have to be true. This has to be true, or that has to be true, or this has to be true. Because you see, it's totally different. When you're born on the land, you're a citizen of the United States and you're a citizen of one of the several states. It's your birthright. This other one is a benefit. They made it up. It's real easy to see. It's still codified today in 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982 are the two easiest ones. They have the same rights as white citizens. Where the hell? What, do you think there might be something wrong? Is that the kind of republic we had? You have the same rights as white citizens? Are the Negroes second class? They don't have any rights? No. 2 years later, they had an epiphany. Oh, by the way, you know, blacks can be naturalized just like white folk. How come nobody knows that? Huh? Why? There's all sorts of people that they have allowed to be naturalized that are not just white citizens. This is why these people that come over from Mexico and have these anchor babies are a citizen of the United States. It's a benefit given by Congress. They're not naturalized. They're not a citizen of the United States of America. That's a 5-year process. You get a certificate. It says citizen of the United States of America on it. They don't want you to copy it, do anything. They don't want anybody to know. It's a big ruse. It's a lawyers playing with words. It's a con. Because there's such a big difference. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Imagine, in this country, I'm subject to the jurisdiction of the Constitution of the United States, or the Constitution of Minnesota, the Constitution of Texas. Really, how in the hell did that happen? It's totally illogical. One is you have a natural birthright and the law of the land. You're born on the land. You have the law of the land. You always want to be attached to the land. Do I want to be a fiction and operate under the laws of France, Germany, England? That's why you will see citizen of the United States or an alien. These aliens can get into this nonsense here in the definitions in the Congress's benefit world. And when you accept that benefit under the penalties of perjury, because they need your consent, you always revert back to your natural standing, law of the land. That's why they all these different jury instructions, driver's licenses, voting, citizen of the United States, IRS. They have to get your consent. And when you give the consent into that fictional statutory, it's a statutory citizen of the United States, then you step into what they call the public rights doctrine. Because when you are when Congress creates a statutory standing, you're accepting a benefit. And shut the hell up, because guess what? Whatever those idiots in Congress, those corrupt bastards up there want to do with you, you're stuck. There's so many cases on that. Babcock and a whole bunch of other ones. They're creating rights. The United States is creating a right when they give you, when they do a statutory fiction. They create it. It's called creating rights against the United States. And the Supreme Court has ruled many times. Babcock and Dismuck and a whole bunch of it. When you accept that statutory standing, shut the hell up, because Congress can create remedies, they can withhold remedies, they can create remedies that are totally unconstitutional because you signed up for it. And what did I sign up for? Is it a contract? Nope. Do they tell you that? Nope. Why? Wait a minute here. I'm signing up as a citizen of the United States, true, correct, and complete on the IRS forms. Internal Revenue Code is strictly for citizens of the United States. I'm going to get into that in a minute. What did I sign up for? Did you ever sign up for a credit card? Well, it's just like that. What is it? See, these lawyers know the difference. It's called an implied in-law contract. I want a benefit, but you have no duty to me at all. It's like a credit card. You sign up, I want to borrow your credit in the Federal Reserve, in the debt money world. I want to borrow your credit. Get a loan. Sign up, I want to borrow your credit with my signature. Why do you think the banks, these banks get around and sell it? Because they sell it, and next thing you know, you're paying the, quote, money to somebody else because they sell it and turn it into money. They discount it 4, 5, 6 points. Oh, so they take their credit in the land of Oz and turn it into Federal Reserve notes. Next thing you know, you're paying your money to somebody else. What a scam. It's called the Public Rights Doctrine. This is the citizen of the United States, but it's subject to the jurisdiction thereof. It has a qualifiers on it, a whole bunch of them. And then it gets to be citizen of the United States in the 14th, and it says resident. And there's so many cases, Oregon cases, you can't do this. It says you got to be a citizen of one of the several states if you're going to get into federal court. It has to be on the record. It's never put there. So how did they get around that? Oh, in 1870, they said, you know, we'll do the precursor of the 42-1983 lawsuit. Citizen of the United States. But you see, there's no law. So what do they put it under? Under the color of law. Looks like, but it's not. Isn't that just special? So you don't need to plead your citizen status, your standing, if you do a 42-1983 lawsuit. Because you're in the land of Oz, where Congress gets to control the rules and anybody can do any damn thing they want. There is no rule of law there. Doesn't exist. They just made it up. It's like a screenwriter for the land of Oz. Let's change this here. So now, it's really important to understand, and then there's the third phase of this thing. So we have the citizen of the United States and a citizen of one of the several states. That's under the Constitution. It's not defined. You're born on the land. You're an American citizen. You're a citizen of the United States of America. You're a citizen of one of the several states. You got it. Don't have to define it. Then we come along and let's do the illusion, the con. Congress said, oh, we'll be so nice to the Negroes. That was a cover. They're going to have the same rights as white citizens, 14 Stat 27, 42 United States Code, 1981, 1982. Look it up. It's still codified. You ever hear anybody talk about it? No. Why? So we created the fiction. Congress said it's a statutory creation. What is a corporation? It's a statutory creation. Allow you to exist with a constitution. But you see, when you have a constitution under a fiction like a corporation, the amendments are always internal. They're never external because it's not an organic establishment. It doesn't have a law of the land. So we memorialized it. subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Isn't that just damn special? Subject to the jurisdiction. So we have a republic that says subject to the jurisdiction thereof when we started. Do you really believe that the forefathers did that? You think so? I think not. They understood what was going on. That's why they had the Electoral College, because they were also concerned about the most populous states taking over the ones, because they weren't all the same when they formed. The populous state and all the other several states, countries would be screwed. They were not setting up a democracy. They were setting up federalism, a republic. The countries have a say-so. And they wanted to make sure that the small countries didn't get eaten up by the big countries. What a novel idea. And these idiots out there, oh, we got to have it. She won the popular vote, Clinton. Who in the hell cares? I don't. Thank goodness we have the Electoral College. Thank goodness we had some people that were really smart that set up our republic. Otherwise, we'd be done. It's just, you can't, just, I don't know what to say anymore. This stuff is so stupid, but they don't know. They have no clue what they're talking about. They have never even given any thought. What is subject to? Imagine, our forefathers set up, oh, by the way, you're a citizen, you're natural born, David, or you're naturalized, but guess what? We got another standing here. It's called subject to the jurisdiction thereof. We got these constitutions, but you may not. You got to be subject to the jurisdiction to these laws and this stuff over here. They'd have laughed. The people are just, I don't know what they're doing in their graves. Then how damn stupid are you people up here? What is subject to? Well, it says liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to, semicolon, governed or affected by, semicolon, provided that, semicolon, provided, semicolon, answerable. Really? So am I subservient? Am I inferior? Am I governed by? Am I affected by? Or provide? Well, what is it? Imagine a qualification for the organic constitutions. Our forefathers would have probably died of laughing. They'd have made Saturday Night Live look like a beginner's thing. Citizen of the United States, in the state when you reside, or you have residence. And the court says, you can't do residence. It doesn't prove anything. Happen to be familiar with Minnesota. They use resident. What the hell does that mean? Nothing.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Back here, and this is important stuff. It's so critical because, see, they give us, in this case here, they line out this stuff. That's what's amazing. Why has this been getting away? Because we didn't know. I didn't know all these different things. Well, I'll be honest. I just keep looking. They're talking here about a corporation. They're suing a corporation in this lawsuit. And it says here, it is very true that a corporation can have no legal existence out of the boundaries of the sovereignty by which it is created. It must dwell in the place of its creation and cannot migrate to another sovereignty. Whoa! So this corporation was given a legal existence. I think it was in Michigan. In this case, it can't migrate. It can't go anywhere. It was created by statute, given the authority by statute to exist, a fiction in law. So then logic tells me, then how does a citizen of the United States and a resident of a state get away with this? Does a citizen of the United States and a resident of a state have a domicile? No. Well, how do they get away with that then? There's got to be a scam here. There's a con. Oh, I know what we do. We redefine United States. That'll do it. United States is the geographical boundaries. The outside. There are no several states. It's sitting in the ether. Look at the Internal Revenue Code. Look at these. United States, the geographical boundaries. There are no several states, so you don't have to be a citizen of the several states. That's how they get around it. How many people know that? I'm learning all these different things. I mean, I've known a lot of these things. That's amazing. You see, a corporation, if it was established, if its existence in Michigan, it's stuck there. It can't move. It's a fiction in law. It doesn't exist. It only exists by the laws of Minnesota or Michigan. It can't go hopscotching over to New York. It's bound by the laws that establish it, that let it exist. The thing that says you can exist, and this is what we're going. Now, you can do business elsewhere. That's fine. But you can't pack up and move. You're a fiction in law. You can't do that. Well, if I'm a citizen of the United States, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, citizen of the United States and a resident, the Supreme Court says you can't do that because resident of a district, you could be a resident of a state and maybe it's covered by two districts, or you don't know. But you got to be a citizen of a state. What a novel idea. You got to be attached to the land. But you can't do this nonsense of resident. So that kills the 14th. And the United States, citizen of the United States, and a resident of a state has no domicile. Because they change what it would be attached to. It's a fiction in law, so they had to change that there's nothing for it to attach to. They define citizen of the United States as the geographical boundary, so there's no law of the land. It doesn't attach to a damn thing. Really, this is amazingly brilliant. See, a corporation, we got that puppy nailed down. If you know it. Because he's a citizen of whatever state that created him. Consider that back in a minute.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, oh.